This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Merkowitz. Take two healthcare. Take 2 weeks to try a safe, natural option. I am Dr. Merkel, and I've been right here behind this marvelous microphone now for, oh my gosh, 20 years, over 20 years. And I've been right here in the Miami Valley, Dayton, Ohio for over 30 years as well. I'm a doctor of chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition, and we are here to help you make better choices to understand some of the health issues going on in our country today. My office and the office of our other associates is in Far Hills Avenue in Royal Swiss Village, the Take Two Healthcare Center. And actually, the name of the radio show, we changed from Back to Health to Take Two Healthcare. Now, that can be looked at different ways, like Take Two Healthcare, like Take Two Running, or eating chicken. Take Two Healthcare. So instead of taking two medicine, take two healthcare. Or take two as in a second act. The first part of your life, you might have been doing medical treatments and that type of thing, and now it's time for the second act of your life to get healthy. You've been doing it your way. You've been listening to one way. Maybe there's another way, and that's where we come in at Take Two, the second act, healthcare. And I'd like to thank Health Foods Unlimited for sponsoring this program. They've been sponsoring us every year for the entire show. And they're a marvelous resource here in the Miami Valley for organic produce and foods, cleaning products, virtually everything you need in your house. You're going to be able to get at Health Foods Unlimited. So thank you, Health Foods Unlimited, for sponsoring this show and for providing avenues and sources as well as products for us to use on a daily basis. And we do use those regularly, and we do appreciate that. We're going to talk about Zika today. I know Zika is in the news a lot. Dr. Mark Weber talked about it earlier. I'm going to give you the real story behind Zika virus. Not just the mosquitoes, but the Zika virus. We're going to be talking about that at the half hour. And you're going to be amazed. Do you know that there are 25,000 cases of microcephaly you may not have heard of? 25,000. We're going to get the underneath story here of what is happening with Zika, with the Zika virus, the mosquitoes, etc. at 11:30. But first, I want to let you know this is a call and talk show, and maybe you'll have some comments about the Zika virus, the mosquitoes. But first of all, or any health problem whatsoever. But first of all, I want to talk about copper. And then after that, I'm going to talk about my mother. You're going to be amazed there at the experience she's just had. But first of all, copper. Copper is a heavy metal. It's a mineral. It's one necessary for life. Helps in the production of red blood cells. It's needed for other metabolic processes. However, you only need a trace amount of it. Just a very, very small amount. And if you get too much, there's a disease called Wilson's disease. It's kind of like a genetic situation, but maybe your body just doesn't efficiently eliminate it, or you're getting exposed to too much. And Wilson's disease is associated with many, or a high copper is associated with many conditions and diseases. And the high copper contribute toward chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, high blood pressure, headaches, hormone problems, thyroid problems, a whole host of things can be associated with high copper. Now, I've been drinking purified water in my house for over 30 years. And we have a whole house water filtration system. And the way that came about, how old is she? She's 15, Kira. When she was younger, she started going to school, but she always had dry skin and dry, scaly skin on her arms. And we were putting lotion and oils and all that stuff on it, and it didn't help. And when school, in the wintertime, it would actually, her hands would kind of crack and sometimes bleed. And when she'd go to school, oh my gosh, her hands would get so much worse. couple of things we found out, that the antibacterial soap was terribly hard on her skin. So she takes her own soap with her that's not so damaging. The antibacterial soap is really hard on the skin. And so we stopped that. But the other thing we found out was that the city water, high in chloride and things, was really irritating to her skin. And once we got a whole house water filtration system, her skin dramatically improved. We got a whole house water system, so she was taking a bath in clean water that didn't have chloride and fluoride in it and other things like that. And it just made a huge difference. We don't have a water softener. You don't need a water softener with the right purification system. And that made a huge difference in my daughter's life, just getting a whole house water filter. Now, we always had a drinking water filtration system called a reverse osmosis. Now, reverse osmosis gives you the cleanest, purest water that you can drink with the technology today. And I've always drank reverse osmosis water, but a few months ago, I started drinking the water out of the tap because the company that sold the whole house water filter said you can drink that water. And so I was getting a little lazy about getting my drinking water from the reverse osmosis tap. You know those little taps they have at the kitchen sink for drinking water. Well, at my bathroom, I was a little too lazy to go get my water, and so I was drinking right out of the tap, and I was drinking a fair amount of that water. And when I'd exercise a lot, sometimes I'd just go fill up my water bottle there because it was faster. And so that's what I did. Well, I happened to test my hair a week ago. Just when I go to the barber, I say, just collect it, and my hair's kind of short and thin, but short. And so I had him put the hair into a little envelope, and I took it to the office, and we sent it out for a hair analysis. My copper was red high. Always before, it's been in a normal range, but after a few weeks, maybe 3 or 4 months, only that long of drinking water that went through my copper water pipe, through the copper water pipes in my house, I developed high copper. Now, I bet a lot of you people out there are drinking water from your house has got copper water pipes, and you may very well have health problems, resistant blood pressure, problems with diabetes, chronic fatigue, other things like that that could be very well due to an underlying condition of too much copper. I guarantee you, 99% of the medical doctors out there are not testing for it. But it's a common hair test we do. It's part of the standard testing that we do in our office for overall health to see what your copper levels are. Because copper levels are high today because of all the drinking water in copper water pipes. So I got to go back to drinking my reverse osmosis drinking water, and I'm sure that copper level will come back down. But if I'd allowed that to occur for a long period of time, all kinds of health problems could have occurred. All kinds of health problems could have occurred. Kidney problems, headaches, and these other things that I just mentioned. So, in fact, with our environment the way it is today, you absolutely need a reverse osmosis water purifier for your drinking water. Now, I do recommend a whole house water filtration system to reduce the copper and fluoride. Now, copper and fluoride are necessary because not the fluoride so much, but the chloride helps reduce the odds of getting bacteria. So the chloride, the water treatments provide safe water, but not healthy water. Just because the water is safe just means it won't kill you quickly if it's loaded with bacteria. And so our water systems provide safe water, not healthy water. There is a difference. And that's why for my family, We drink reverse osmosis water, especially me now, but my girls do. And I talked to my wife, she said they don't drink anything but the reverse osmosis water. And if you go to my office, you'll see we have a nice reverse osmosis system, and that is the one I'd recommend you buy. We researched that for months before we finally found what I believe is the best reverse osmosis water system. So you can contact her office, and they can give you that information. Now, on to my mom. Talked about her a few times over the years if you've been a listener. She's about 84 years of age. And a few months ago, actually about 2 months ago, she went, some of her friends told her that she needed to go to their eye doctor. Now, my mom lives in Van Wert now. She's a snowbird, so she'll live in the summer in Van Wert, in the winter in Florida. So she's in Van Wert, and her friend said, you need to go to their eye doctor and get her eyes tested, because they both had eye problems, and they both had cataract surgery. And they thought that my mom should get checked by their doctor to get checked and see if they need eye surgery or this cataract surgery, because she's 80. And so she went. And she was alarmed. She called me immediately. She said the doctor told her that she will be blind in 6 months if she doesn't do this surgery, get her cataracts removed and this other surgery. And like I've trained her to do, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but I've told her whenever a doctor tells you to do something, the first thing you do is call me. Because I bet some of you people out there have had the same experience. Well, about 10 years ago, my mom got her, I mean, she wears glasses, so she needs the prescription changed. She went to a doctor down in Florida, and the doctor said, oh, you need cataract surgery. And she called me and said about this doctor wanting to do cataract surgery. And I said, Mom, tell me, just let's review some things. Do you have problems reading? Can you read your Bible? Can you read the paper? Can you do whatever you want? Can you read whatever you want? She said, yeah, I don't have any problem reading. Do you have any problem writing or driving or seeing signs? No. Do you have any problems seeing the TV? No. Then you don't need cataract surgery. Go to another doctor. So she went to another optometrist. The optometrist didn't say a word about cataracts. Not a word. My mom called and told me what the doctor said. That stupid, pardon me, scumbag doctor wanted to just make some money. She had Medicare, knew the insurance would pay for it. So, hey, what do you care? Insurance is going to pay for it. So, she's in Van Wert, and I won't tell you which city she went to or which doctor, but she went to a doctor that says she's going to go blind in 6 months. And doctor said she's got this condition. I'm not going to tell you what the condition is, otherwise you guys will freak out. But I went and read online about the condition. And it said if you've got this condition, your eyes will be starting to turn hazy, like smoky. And I said, do you have this smokiness in your eyes? No. I said, do you have problems reading your Bible or writing or anything? And I went up to see her and I said, Mom, can you read this? She could read it fine. And they gave her a little chart. You know what the lines on it? The lines are perfectly straight, no problem. Do you have problems driving or anything? I said, no. I said, you don't have this problem that they say. And I know you're scared about going blind. What I want you to do is go to another doctor who's never heard of you. Now, I know we got to take a break right now. We're going to talk about my mom here and finish that up in just a minute. But I think you'll be interested to hear about this other doctor's evaluation of my mom. So it's time for a break right now. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's time for you to really save at Health Foods Unlimited 39th Anniversary Sale. Save 50% on Garden of Life, Kiss My Face Sun Care, Irwin Naturals, Nature's Path Cereal, Orgain Protein, Tofutti Dairy-Free Desserts. Also save 45% on Yerba Prima, Solgar, and Country Life Vitamins. Celebrate Health Foods Unlimited 39th Anniversary Sale and enjoy great savings on many other fine brands throughout the store, including Derma E, Mineral Fusion Makeup, Knutson Juices, Jarro, and Renew Life. Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall in Southtown Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
It's coming. One day and $25,000 cash up for grabs. It's Miami Valley Gaming's $25,000 Stairway of Cash Giveaway. Visit us on Saturday, June 25th to win your share of $25,000 in cash. Get ready for cash and get ready to get lucky at Miami Valley Gaming. Just off I-75 at exit 29. See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Ohio, call the gambling helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
At Tire Discounters, our company founder is still the boss, which explains our high standards.
The largest tire store chain in the country very simply jacks your car up when you buy tires and slaps four tires on. That's not us. We aren't just going to slap tires on your car. We're going to carefully put new tires on after we make sure everything is 100% and that your car is properly aligned.
Thanks, Chip. Kind of a stickler, isn't he?
This is David Gaylor, author of Income Allocation. I'd like to invite you to an upcoming class held at Edison State Community College, Rejuvenate Your Retirement, Tuesday, June 21st and 28th, or Thursday, June 23rd and 30th. We're going to talk about some of the most critical issues that can affect your retirement. The cost to attend is $39. Space is limited. Call 937-684-8611. That's 937-684-8611.
We're ready for summer at Milano's Pizza Subs and Taps, and we're putting our new burgers and world-class craft beers on center stage all this month. We're premiering three new burgers you've got to try: the spicy black and blue cheese, the garlic mushroom and provolone, and the peanut butter bacon cheddar burger, all piled high and waiting for you to wash them down with your favorite craft beer. Make Milano's your summer place, inside or outside on our patios. Milano's Pizza Subs and Taps. Celebrate summer with us. And now, order online at milanosubs.com.
Are your feet hurting? Come to New Balance Dayton and visit one of our fit specialists. We will make sure you are wearing the proper size and footwear for your feet. At New Balance Dayton, we are here to keep your feet happy and healthy. New Balance Dayton is located in Kettering in the Town & Country Shopping Center next to Roto-Rooter Shoe Center.
Few breaks in the clouds this afternoon with scattered showers and storms redeveloping late afternoon and evening. An isolated storm could become strong to severe. Watch for heavy rain and gusty winds. Highs today will be in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and a few storms possible overnight, as well as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. More dry time then on Sunday. Highs stay in the mid-70s with a few passing showers in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, let's return to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to better living on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Here we go. Sorry about that. I started the program without clicking the magic button here. Thanks, John. He was waving at me to get my attention. And you are listening to Take 2 Healthcare with Dr. Merkel. That's me. The phone number to call is 457-1290. And to watch the show archives for the Ask the Experts is WHIO.com. And you are listening to AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. And you can listen online at newstalkradiowhio.com anywhere around the world. And so you never leave home without it, basically. So anyway, we're talking about my mom's eyes. And so now she's in, I told her to go to a totally different doctor and don't give any history. Just let me examine your eyes. So she got her eyes examined. And the doctor told her that you got cataracts, didn't say how bad, but just you got cataracts and some macular degeneration. And I said, Mom, do you have any problems reading? Now, I knew last time I was up there a couple weeks ago that she could read everything just fine. She was reading the paper, reading her Bible. She has her checkbook, and she has the most, as an 84-year-old lady, the most beautiful handwriting. And I got her checkbook out, and I had her read some things that she had written, you know, like 2 years ago in her checkbook, and she could read everything fine. I said, do you have any problems driving or reading the signs? No, I can read the signs just fine. She said, I just don't like to drive at night. I said, okay, well, that's different. Doesn't mean you can't drive at night. You just don't like to, and I'm okay with that. But she can read and do everything she wants, no problem watching TV or anything, and the doctor wants to do, says that she needs cataract surgery. Now, here's some questions I had her prepare to ask the doctor before she went in. The first question is, will she see better after cataract surgery? The doctor said, we don't know. And then the next question is, would the cataract surgery accelerate macular degeneration? And he actually told her, we won't talk about that. Well, then my mom went in and explained that her friend 6 years ago had cataract surgery, and within 1 year, she was totally blind. There are studies that show cataract surgery accelerates macular degeneration. And I said, Mom, is there a guarantee that this cataract surgery will not accelerate your macular degeneration and cause blindness? Her friend has said that the doctor that did the eye surgery on her that made her totally blind has apologized. Oh, my good, that does her. She's blind now. Trust me, she'd rather deal with severe cataracts than total blindness. And I said, Mom, in fact, this doctor then scared her and says, well, you won't pass your driver's test in 2 years. I said, let's worry about that in 2 years. But right now, you can see and do everything you want. She's not had any accidents, no close calls. She's doing fine. And I said, Mom, look at your hands. They look like a 20-year-old hands. Look at your ankles. They look like a 20-year-old's. Well, guess what? Your eyes aren't going to look like a 20-year-old's either. There's going to be some signs of age. And that's normal. You're 84, Mom. So, suppose your eyes get maybe 1% worse every year. And in maybe 5 years, your eyes are 10% worse than you are now. Maybe in 10 years or 15 years, they're 20% worse than you are now. And she said, well, I'll probably be dead by then. I said, that's the point. Quality of life is very important. And I said, would you rather get cataract surgery and have maybe, and they can't even guarantee, a little better vision for a year, only to go blind quickly, or to just go on like you are now? I said, Mom, delay the surgery for 2 months and see what happens. Now, I actually told her 4 months. I said, okay, just wait 4 months and have him do the same exams again and see if your eyes are worse. Does that make sense to you guys? If they're no worse, why not just keep doing what you're doing? And after I talked to her, she felt a lot better. The doctors try to scare her. That's what they do. They try to scare you to do something, to get a test done, to get a procedure done that maybe you'd be better off not getting. That's what we do, is provide second opinions. When we get back, we're going to talk about neuropathy and Zika virus. The Zika virus, you got to hear this. You're going to be amazed, but I'm going to talk about neuropathy coming up after this. But just a word. You need a second opinion. Take 2 weeks. My mom's going to take 4 months to try a safe, natural option. And that's why we changed her name. Take 2 weeks to try a safe, natural option. That's what we do at our clinic on Far Hills Avenue in Royal Swiss Village is our clinic, Take Two Healthcare. We've got four doctors, three associates, Dr. Yaley, certified in thermography. There's a discount this much on thermography, or there was, maybe that was last month. But anyway, Calm Thermography is a great option too, it's a safe breast scan. Also, Dr. Dyer and Dr. Marchek, but you're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with an AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO news update. Our top story, from one boxer to another, testament to a champion.
I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt. Showers and storms today. When we'll be drying out? Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, we've got a vehicle experiencing trouble on northbound I-675 and Far Hills Avenue in Washington Township. But keeping an eye on those interstates, they look all clear at this time. And it is our top story. From rivals to friends and one boxer to another, former boxer George Foreman spoke with Fox News today about the respect he had for his friend Muhammad Ali.
Africa, Japan, Europe, everywhere, the name was Ali, Ali, and I got so tired of that. But after a while, I realized They loved him. The whole world loved this man.
Ali passed away last night due to respiratory issues in an Arizona hospital. He was 74 years old. Reports speculate that complications with Parkinson's disease, which Ali had been battling for over 30 years, may have played a part. All of us here at WHIO Radio want to know what you'll remember Ali for. You can tell us on Facebook. Just be sure to search for WHIO Radio and leave your comments to that question.
Dayton's 24-hour news is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news. Now.
In North Carolina, warrants have been issued for four high school students after the brutal beating of a campus administrator was videoed.
Harding High School administrator Annette Albright says she confronted a group of girls for skipping class when one of the teens turned on her.
And then she starts like bumping me, like, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Albright summing up the encounter this way.
A pack of wild animals were attacking me.
Fox's Tom Graham says the video of that incident was since taken off the internet. And now to Mississippi, where OCH Medical Center is mourning the loss of one of their own. Dr. Nikki Shoemake died there while giving birth. The hospital is asking for good words on their Facebook page to commemorate the surgeon who had saved many lives. And Shoemake's baby is alive and well at a Jackson hospital. Now here's your exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast.
Few breaks in the clouds this afternoon with scattered showers and storms redeveloping late afternoon and evening. An isolated storm could become strong to severe. Watch for heavy rain and gusty winds. Highs today will be in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and a few storms possible overnight as well as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. More dry time then on Sunday. Highs stay in the mid-70s with a few passing showers in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the latest of the live Doppler 7 HD radar. It's still looking all clear throughout the Miami Valley at this time, but it looks like we have some showers moving in from Indiana. Be on the watch out for those in the next hour. It's currently 74 degrees in Springfield and in Dayton at 11:33. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
It's time for you to really save at Health Foods Unlimited 39th Anniversary Sale. Save 50% on Garden of Life, Kiss My Face Sun Care, Irwin Naturals, Nature's Past Cereal, Orgain Protein, Tofutti Dairy-Free Desserts. Also save 45% on Yerba Prima, Solgar, and Country Life Vitamins. Celebrate Health Foods Unlimited 39th Anniversary Sale and enjoy great savings on many other fine brands throughout the store, including Derma E, Mineral Fusion Makeup, Knutson Juices, Jarro, and Renew Life. Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall in Southtown Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. And nice weather is here. Warmer weather is now a good time to sell one's home.
Absolutely. Home sales are up over 12% this year. And the best news is average sales price is up over 4%.
I'm guessing someone's thinking, okay, well, I'll just sell it myself then. But people can actually net more when they use a professional realtor like Richard Herbst and Keller Williams Hometown Realty.
You're right, Larry. We offer some unique selling strategies when you work with me. For example, you'll work with a certified home stager, a professional photographer, and a professional marketing person to give your home the most exposure.
So the bottom line is folks will net more when they sell their home through you.
Our clients average around 10% more when we sell their home.
Well, let's get folks in touch with you. The best number for them to reach you?
937-477-1411.
Tell us about your website.
That's teamherbst.com, TeamHerbst.com.
This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. Like other companies, we have salespeople. But unlike the others, we don't try to sell you. Instead, our customers sell themselves by trying every mattress in our showroom until they find the one that gives them the comfort and support they desire at the price they want to pay. Our prices are clearly posted, and our salespeople are available to answer any question that you might have about mattresses. They will not pressure or confuse you with double talk, phony model names, or dozens of confusing price points. Our mission is not to pressure, but to educate. to take the mystery and anxiety out of buying a mattress and make it a pleasant experience. Because our factory is right here, we eliminate middleman markups and save you hundreds of dollars over the national brands. Stop by a store near you and experience more than just a mattress store. Experience an original. Or check us out at originalmattress.com.
WHIO News Time is 11:36. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. Take 2 weeks to try a safe, natural option. And you can listen to show archives on WHIO.com and listen anywhere in the world at News Talk Radio WHIO. News Talk Radio, WHIO.com. And our office number is 937-433-3241. And you can log into the website at Take Two Healthcare. You can spell that too any way you want. Take Two Healthcare. And you'll see some more information on our website. Now, we're going to be talking about Zika here in just a minute. In just a couple minutes, we're going to be talking about Zika and about 25,000 cases of microcephaly that you probably haven't heard about yet. But first, I want to talk about neuropathy. Neuropathy is basically indicates nerve. It usually presents as numbness in the extremities, generally the feet. Neuropathy, where the feet will be sometimes painful, but oftentimes they turn numb, they may be discolored, there may be swelling. It's commonly associated with diabetes and chemotherapy. Chemotherapy will tend to affect the hands as well, but diabetes generally more the lower extremities, the feet. And we've had some interesting, really good success with helping people have neuropathy. Now, again, we don't cure neuropathy, just like we don't cure lupus, MS, or cancer, the common cold. We get the body healthier. And we did the testing. I'm thinking of a gentleman right now who had neuropathy, no feeling in his feet for 15 years. He said he feels like he's just walking on stumps. Now, he was a big guy. He was very obese. His legs were greatly discolored, a lot of edema. He had Charcot foot. Now, you can look that up, Charcot foot for diabetes. It's where the feet are breaking down. He's actually fracturing his feet, and he can't feel it because he has no feeling in his feet at all. He's actually getting fractures of the bones in the feet, and he can't feel it. Well, we did our nutritional lab work and found some deficiencies, imbalances, toxicities, and things like that. And we put them in a metabolic nutritional program. We also did some other therapies. One of the therapies we did was PEMF. Go to our website and look up P as in Paul, E as in elephant, M as in Mary, F as in Frank. You can also Google it and just see what it does online. But we used PEMF on him. Along with these other things we did, within about 3 to 4 weeks, he said he could feel his toes. And he could actually start moving his toes, and he could start moving his ankles. And he started getting increased mobility. He says he's walking, of course he's walking better, because now he could feel his feet. In just a few weeks, we saw that kind of result after having it for 15 years. That is pretty amazing. Now, I'm going to tie in here. We got an interesting call here of a person. We got Michelle online. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am, doctor.
Well, very good, very good. Well, I hope you're having a good day up there in Trotwood. How can we help you today?
Well, I had a small stroke in March. I'm 70.
Okay.
And they gave me Plavix and Lipitor, but I didn't take the Lipitor, but I did take the Plavix. They said, you have to take this. And I want to know, how can I not have another stroke?
Okay. Great question. Do you have any residual symptoms of a stroke now, weakness or paralysis?
And I have a little hand tremor now in both hands.
Okay. All right. Very good. So a mild stroke. Okay. There is a reason for it. I mean, it could be something as simple as a deficiency of some nutrient or vitamin.
Oh.
But basically, if you get your body healthier, your blood will tend to not clot. I mean, that's why you're on Plavix, so your blood doesn't clot. You get your diet turned around. There's some vitamins. Fish oil. Okay, now here's the thing. You're on Plavix and things, which are natural blood thinners. If I give you things that naturally thin the blood too, your blood could get too thin because of the drugs you're on.
I see.
The vitamins will not make your blood too thin, but the drugs can if you're getting healthier.
Okay.
That makes sense?
It does.
And so that's the tricky part. These vitamins are adaptogens. They will not make your blood too thin, where the drugs will.
Okay.
And so if you take these vitamins, you're probably going to have to modify the medication that you're on. And our goal is not to get you off the meds, but get you where you don't need them anymore.
Okay.
And there's a blood test called the INRPT, which tells how thin your blood is. In general, when you're on Plavix or Coumadin or similar, they want your blood to be thinner than normal. If you take these vitamins, it can make your blood very thin. Instead of maybe 2.0 or 2.5 that they want you to be if you're on Plavix or Coumadin, on these vitamins, it could enhance the effect of the drugs you're on and maybe get that number up to a 3 or 4, which means your blood is way too thin then.
I see.
So you can't just take the vitamins without really monitoring your system and see where you're at. So I know that fish oils, vitamin E, bromelain, turmeric, and many other vitamins will help to thin your blood, but there may be something else going on, and that's where maybe a blood test would give you some direction on exactly where you need to go. Maybe you need more vitamin. Even anemia could contribute toward this. I don't know if this gave you any ideas, but this is the type of work we do at our clinic. We help people to get healthier so they don't need Plavix or Coumadin, which have major side effects.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. And listen on, because I got another case. A lady called, actually a patient now, where a year ago she was told she had a stroke. And after talking with her, found out she didn't have a stroke. She had a TIA, transient ischemic attack, where a constriction of the blood vessel, like a migraine, a severe migraine, or there is these vessels in the brain can go into spasm and cause stroke-like symptoms. But she said within hours, all signs of stroke, numbness, paralysis, loss of use, all went completely away. Within just hours. I said, that wasn't a stroke, that was a TIA. However, I understand medical doctors, medical facilities want to upgrade a condition as much as possible because they get paid more for insurance that way. So a TIA doesn't pay as much as a stroke. I believe this lady did not have a stroke. She had no residual symptoms left. It was a TIA. But what we're going to do with neuropathy, if you have neuropathy, for whatever reason, you've had it for a while, it's been medically diagnosed, and you've been treated for it, or like this other patient, he'd have it for 15 years, and he was on no medication for the neuropathy, but the drugs for neuropathy are very bad drugs. It's going to affect other parts of your body. But if you would like to see if there's a safe, natural option, and our goal isn't to get you off the drugs, but get you healthy, we're actually going to do a study. I'm going to do a study at our clinic, and all three doctors on board. We're going to take 10 neuropathy patients, 10 people who have neuropathy, medically diagnosed neuropathy, and we're going to go put them through all the testing we want, all the nutrients, all the protocol that we've established for 3 months, and it's going to be at no cost to the patient. These patients are going to go through a screening process. We want to make sure that these people are serious. They're going to be dedicated. They're going to do what's needed, what we want them to do for 3 months. It's not forever. It's for 3 months. And I expect to see some changes. In the patients we've seen with even severe neuropathy, we've seen tremendous improvement. This lady talked about a stroke. We have a patient now who had a stroke about 10 years ago. And we started treating him about a year and a half ago. And with the different vitamins and nutrients and PEMF and other things we do. And now his wife is ecstatic because now he can talk. And he hadn't done that for years. He can talk. He can feed himself. Now he's still in a wheelchair. He's not walking and dancing, but he can talk. He can carry on a conversation now. And his wife said it's marvelous now. He can feed himself and he's getting strength in his arm and shoulder, such that he can now help transfer himself. He's actually getting better now after having a stroke for many years. He's still improving. That generally doesn't happen medically. But the treatment that we do helps just to get the body healthier. Helps restore the brain, muscle, nerve connections. Helps promote stem cell. So that's what we do. Now, if you have neuropathy, you know somebody that does, contact our office, 937-433-3241. Study's not going to start for another few weeks yet. We got some things we got to get in order, the paperwork, et cetera. But we can get your name on a list. and get you started, and we'll contact you when we're ready. But call, we're only going to take 10 people with neuropathy, medically diagnosed and treated neuropathy. So again, our number is 937-433-3241, or you can send us an email. Go to our website at take2healthcare.com for an email. Now, we got just a few minutes left, and I want to talk about Zika, the Zika virus. And boy, I tell you, there, this is just so over the top. But 25,000 cases of microcephaly, guess what? 25,000 cases of microcephaly, do you know? In the Neurology Magazine, 2009, a report of the Quality Standards Subcommittee. Anyway, there's a report in that magazine, November, Neurology 2009, September 15th, that the quote in there, And here's a quote. Microcephaly may result from any insult that disturbs early brain growth. Annually, and I quote, approximately 25,000 infants in the United States will be diagnosed with microcephaly. 25,000 children in the United States each year are diagnosed with microcephaly. But did you get that? Any microcephaly may result from any insult that disturbs early brain growth. So, what could be the cause of this microcephaly? Is it possible that Zika is the main thing? Well, you know, Zika has been around since the 40s and 50s. And suddenly, without warning or reason, this mild illness is producing horrendous damage. How is it that now, after being around for 60 years, that all at once it turns as the main problem that's causing deformed babies? Actually, did you know that many of the women who are giving birth to deformed babies test negative for the Zika virus? That's true. Many of the women who are giving birth to deformed babies test negative for the virus. So what is causing babies to be born with very small heads and some brain damage? And I know right now it's a big deal, because is there an incentive for someone to start scaring everybody that Zika virus is the cause of this microcephaly? Well, I believe that there are some major causes of microcephaly that are common in Brazil, but not common anywhere else. And here they are. Number one, I got 1 minute till break. Okay, number one is pesticide use. There are pesticides used in Brazil more than any nation in the world. More than any nation in the world. And there are actually pesticides in use in Brazil that are banned in many other countries. There are pesticides used in Brazil that are banned in the countries that are producing them. And these pesticides are known to cause all kinds of damage. In fact, two of them, atrazine, the presence of these pesticides, atrazine and metachlor, some of the side effects, a small head circumference. Head circumference are also inversely associated with the presence of those pesticides. So the more pesticides, the smaller the head. Number two, and I know you're gonna like this, but in the actual studies, pertussis in young infants, a severe vaccine-preventable disease, spells out that in 2014, the year these things started, well, you're going to hear this after a break. I got to take a break right now, but we're going to cover these topics here very quickly. You're listening to Take Two Healthcare on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We'll be right back after this.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's time for you to really save at Health Foods Unlimited 39th Anniversary Sale. Save 50% on Garden of Life, Kiss My Face Sun Care, Irwin Naturals, Nature's Path Cereal, Orgain Protein, Tofutti Dairy-Free Desserts. Also save 45% on Yerba Prima, Solgar, and Country Life Vitamins. Celebrate Health Foods Unlimited 39th Anniversary Sale and enjoy great savings on many other fine brands throughout the store, including Derma E, Mineral Fusion Makeup,
Knutson Juices, Jaro, and Renew Life. Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall in Southtown Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 9, Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Hi, everybody. It's Traffic Reporter Sergeant Mark. If your house is in need of a facelift on the inside or the outside, let me suggest doing what I did recently. I needed painting done, and instead of me doing it, I called the pros at Serta Pro Painters. The job they did for me was an inside one, but they also do exterior painting, and now's a great time to call for an estimate. By the way, one thing that sets Serta Pro apart from other painting contractors is their detailed estimate. I told them what I wanted done. It was clearly spelled out, and on the day of the job, it was done completely and to my satisfaction. You know, every CertaPro business is locally owned, so it's like you're hiring your neighborhood painters. You can call them at 800-GO-CERTA. It's 800-GO-CERTA. It's CERTA with a C. Or online at CertaPro.com. Once more, CertaPro.com. Now, I can attest that CertaPro Painters guarantees your complete satisfaction just like they did for me. That's why CertaPro says you do life, we do painting.
Get the weather on demand and in the palm of your hand. The WHIO Weather App, tracking 24/7. Set your current location and get alerts wherever you go. Stream 7 Weather Now and track live Doppler 7 HD. Don't settle for a generic national app. Get the local content you deserve, catered specifically to you. From the Storm Center 7 team of local meteorologists, the WHIO Weather App, on your phone or tablet. Download it today.
Tune in to Dare Credit Union and crank up the savings. Right now, when you refinance your auto loan from another institution with Dare, they'll give you 1% back on the loan balance. Refinance your existing loan to lower your payment and get up to $600 cash back. Go to dare.org to start.
Subject to credit approval. $5,000 minimum loan amount. $600 cash back maximum. Loan must close with a Dare Credit Union associate. Offer may change or be canceled without notice. Excludes current Dare Credit Union loans. This credit union is insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Do you have everything you need to knock it out of the park today? If you're a Dayton Area Chamber of Commerce member, you do. Your chamber helps its members with workforce and business development questions and connects them to the right people who can help get the job done. We can also help you save on office supplies, health insurance, workers' comp, even gas. And we're always here as a voice for business, fighting for public policy that helps foster a vibrant economy. If you want to do more and better business, contact your Dayton Area Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Learn more at DaytonChamber.org.
70% of Americans say they would prefer to die in the comfort of their own home. Yet more than half of us die in hospitals. You have a choice to live your final months wherever you call home. If medical needs make staying at home too challenging, you can stay at one of our home-like hospice houses. And you won't find more experienced partners than your local Ohio's hospice provider. Helping you live on your terms in your home. Learn more at ohioshospice.org.
We're ready for summer at Milano's Pizza Subs and Taps, and we're putting our new burgers and world-class craft beers on center stage all this month. We're premiering 3 new burgers you've got to try: the spicy black and blue cheese, the garlic mushroom and provolone, and the peanut butter bacon cheddar burger, all piled high and waiting for you to wash them down with your favorite craft beer. Make Milano's your summer place, inside or outside on our patios. Milano's Pizza Subs and Taps. Celebrate summer with us. And now, order online at milanosubs.com.
Mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and a few storms possible late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back. This is Dr. Merkel at Take 2 Healthcare, and we're talking about Zika and how scary that is. And we are talking about the 6 most common causes of the Zika virus. Number one was pesticide use in Brazil. Number two is the TDAP vaccine. Now, this vaccine was given to these mothers in 2014 while they were pregnant. And the women who had these small babies were given in 2014 the DTaP vaccine while they were pregnant. Now, the FDA list influenza and TDAP vaccines as pregnancy category B or C biologicals, which means that adequate testing has not been done in humans to demonstrate safety for pregnant women, and it is not known where the vaccines can cause fetal harm or affect reproduction capacity. And yet these women were pregnant, were given this shot. It's interesting, they were given this shot before there's this outbreak of microcephaly. And so number three, they got genetically engineered mosquitoes now to try to combat dengue fever. So I'm not gonna talk about that too much. Number four, pesticide manufacturing. Manufacturers, there are many manufacturers right now in Brazil, BASF, DuPont, Monsanto, Nufarm, Syngenta, Adama, FMC, and Nortex are all manufacturing in Brazil their pesticides. And like I mentioned earlier, at least four foreign manufacturers sell pesticides in Brazil that they are not allowed to sell in their home markets. So how convenient that these corporate giants blame their horrific birth defects on a mosquito virus. They're trying to divert, maybe looking at what their chemicals are doing in the environment. Number five, severe malnutrition and lack of basic sanitation and basically severe poverty in parts of Brazil could be a part of it. And then right now, they're also spraying mosquitoes like crazy. And there's a quote in the Guardian magazine, Brazil is badly losing the battle against Zika virus, says the health minister. So they're spraying organophosphates, which are highly disruptive to the nervous system. Think the brain. And developing fetus is very much a, could be affected too. So all these things, I believe, all come together and are contributing toward that more in Brazil than anywhere else. In fact, the Zika virus is in other countries, but they're not having these reported microcephaly problems because they're not contaminated with all the drugs, all the pesticides, and they're not, maybe the Tdap vaccine is another factor that puts things over the edge that leads to microcephaly. Tell you, women, if you're pregnant, you should not be getting any vaccines, in my opinion. Should not be getting any vaccines. So, microcephaly. We're told it's from mosquito, but we're not. They're not talking about the pesticides and the TDAP vaccine. But let's put it in perspective. In 2002, West Nile virus was around and were supposed to kill us all. In 2004, the SARS, S-A-R-S, is going to kill us all. Then in 2005, the bird flu is going to kill us all. Then in 2009, the swine flu. How about 2014, Ebola? Remember what I said at the time? Ebola is going to be gone in a flash, and it is. You don't even hear much about it anymore. And the Zika virus is going to be the same thing because it's not the mosquitoes. It's not the virus. It's these other factors that I just told you about. And, oh, by the way, microcephaly cases predate the Zika virus outbreak. That's true. Microcephaly cases predate the Zika virus outbreak. So why are they doing this? Because it makes money. It gets everybody scared. It's everybody riled up. And people want to put a lot of money into this when it's not the problem, just like Ebola. If you have questions about your health, that's what we're here for. Take Two Healthcare. Take Two Healthcare to try a safe, natural option. But they, like I say every week, we're here to help you to make better choices, to make better decisions, because I do believe that whatever you've got, there's a way to be healthier. So do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Give us a call, take a walk, call a friend, eat some blackberries, pray for a friend. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Murray.